Hello, rock stars. Welcome back to Barbells and Rodney's podcast with your host, Brittany Nicole. It's time to take back your life, feel empowered, and crush your goals. Let's go. Holding up right now? Are you going back to old habits? Do you actually want what you're surrounding yourself with? Or are you just putting a band-aid on a situation or emotion that you refuse to acknowledge instead of processing it and working through it? Do you actually want to be with someone? Or are you just using them to fill your void of being lonely? Should you actually be working through your emotional layers, but you're refusing to acknowledge them and you just keep sweeping it all under the rug instead? Until you heal, you're just going to keep repeating the same situations in different ways. Do you actually want to consume negativity and gossip? Or are you refusing to acknowledge the fact that you could actually change your life if you just called yourself out and created boundaries for yourself, even though it'll take hard work? You need to call yourself out. What are you using to numb your life and your emotions? A person, drugs, sex, alcohol, food, social media? Be honest with yourself and stop suppressing your emotions. Stop shoving them down, trying to hide them, and hoping that they'll just go away. Work through them, or they'll just continue to show up in ugly ways until you do, and stop projecting out onto other people. Do the messy and hard work that's needed to get aligned and heal. And part of healing is starting to realize that your peace is more important than reacting to a negative situation. What's the point of that negative reaction? Honestly, guys. You're just going to get angry, you're going to yell and try to get someone to understand your defensive language. Exhaust yourself from absorbing all that negativity, and for what? So you can have the last word? And you might be thinking, but Britt, I really need to explain myself to that person. I need to defend this. No, you do not. You need to let that shit go. You choose where and what your energy goes to. So choose wisely. There is such a big difference between responding to a situation and reacting to it. When you respond, you keep a level head, process whatever is happening in a healthy way, and respond by wishing them well and moving on. You can acknowledge that whatever happens stings like a mother, but you're also acknowledging that you're choosing to no longer give it any more of your energy. When you're reacting, you have crazy outbursts of your emotions versus thinking about the situation and then responding to it. When you're reacting, that's only going to escalate things in an unhealthy way. Responding instead of reacting to a situation is a choice that you have to make, and it's something that you have to continuously work on. Some things are just not worth any of your energy. Wish that person or situation well and move on. Stop draining your energy on things that do not deserve it and save your energy for your goals. You are literally depositing energy into everything. So think of your energy as money. If someone made you mad, would you say, well, I was saving all this money for my goals, but you just royally pissed me off, so I'm going to give you all of my money instead? No, you absolutely would not. So think of your energy like that. Your energy is important. Let go of all the negativity that you're holding on to, because it is holding you back and it is draining you. Let it all go so that you could create space for all the good that's coming into your life instead of blocking all that is good. Continue to say your affirmations out loud daily and say them like you believe them down to your core, even if you don't right now. Saying them out loud daily helps with that. You will start to see your worth and you will start to believe in yourself. Say, I am allowed to have big goals. I am meant for more. I am welcoming all that is good into my life. I am capable of accomplishing everything that I put my mind to. I am empowered. I am grateful for everything that I have. I am brave and I am full of joy, and I let go of frustrations that keep me living in the past. Stop putting a limit on yourself and your life. You're capable of so much. Those big, scary dreams that you have that seem so far out of reach are closer than you think. So stop being afraid of continuously stepping outside of your comfort zone, because you did not come this far just to give up now. So keep pushing forward. There is still so much more waiting for you. Now go out there and kick some ass. Love you guys.